Hello, what's going on, everybody? You are listening to another episode of 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你 My name is Spencer.
Hey, what's up? 大家好，我是 Jenny. 那今天呢，我们就要跟大家说说英语里面除了 Hi, Hello, 你还有很多可以打招呼的方式。就像我和 Spencer 刚刚跟大家示范的那样，对不对？
That's right.
那这些打招呼呢，英语里面我们可以叫做 greetings.
Yeah, exactly, greetings.
When you greet someone, 那其实到了美国啊，或者在中国跟外国人聊天，你就会发现 they don't necessarily say hi, hello, how are you all the time.
Yeah, no. It's natural or like that's like proper English, but there's so many other ways that are a bit more colloquial.
就更加口语更自然的这个方式。那我们今天的节目都会跟大家分享。所以呢请大家到我们的微信公众号开言英语开放的开语言的言回复打招呼你就可以收藏今天的这个推送以后好好的来学习啊。So to kick things off, Spencer, 我觉得美国人最常用的可能就是 What's up?
Yeah, What's up is probably 最常用的。And people have been saying this for a long time. You remember the cartoon Bugs Bunny? The cartoon character Bugs Bunny?
I don't remember and I don't really know.
What? Oh, wow. Looney Tunes. It was the rabbit. He always ate the carrot. And then there's...
所以那个动画片里他们就经常这样说吗
Yeah. I mean, that cartoon had been around since, you know, 上世纪四十年代的时候 since like the 40s. And he used to say, what's up, Doc?
So he would say, 所以上世纪四十年代美国人口语就打招呼一直说 What's up?
Yeah, really, yeah. So, I mean, people have been saying this ever since, you know, my mother was a kid, you know.
对，其实这 What's up 呢，大家不要一个字一个字很字面 literally 去理解它，因为 it doesn't really make sense, right? 它这个 What's up, 意思就是哎怎么样，好不好，或者 Hello.它就是这样的一个作用啊
Exactly.
而且我特别喜欢这个短语呢是因为 very often if someone asks you or they just say to you, hey, what's up? 你都不需要回答他说你真的怎么样。你不需要说 great,
That's you
know, good. You can just say, what's up back to them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You can say, oh, you know, I'm great. You know, what's up with you? How have you been?
对就是你经常看两个美国人 A 说 hey, what's up? 然后 B 也跟他同样来一句Yeah, what's up? 就其实这就像 hello 和 hi 一样的、对吗、好那跟 what's up 很接近的一个呢我觉得就是、
what's going on?
What's going on?、
Yeah.
是不是有一个很红的歌、
I say, oh, yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
So this is pretty much the same thing as what's up.
对这个用法很像啊就是替代 hello, hi, 你就可以说 what's up, what's going on,、然后虽然他们都是问句但是你说这两句的时候呢其实你不是 you're not really looking for an answer,、对吧不一定是你真的想知道那个人怎么样而真的就是一个打招呼啊、那但我们也还是来说说好了如果你要 reply, 要回答的话、哪些回答比较好
Well, if someone asks you, you know, what's going on, you know, you could say, oh, you know, I've been good, you know, I've been busy, or, you know, you might just briefly say what you've been up to, but you don't go into a lot of detail.
对，所以这个就是重点，你的回答不需要把你现在生活当中发生经历的事情都说，就像 Spencer 说的 be brief, 就是简短简洁的就好了。
Exactly.
Great, good, yeah, or same old, same old,
yeah,
还较长
yeah, same old, same old, actually, yeah, so, same thing, different day, you know.
Same thing, different day. 好，那 before we move on to the next set of phrases, 在讲接下来的短语之前呢，我还要说一个 both what's up 和 what's going on,除了面对面用很好接电话的时候、It's almost like a way 是吧
Well, I mean, when we answer the phone I mean, people still just say hello、
Hello 但是你也可以打电话的时候 Hello 或者 What's up? What's going on? 特别是好朋友之间
Yeah, I mean, if you know who's calling you If you're you know, getting a phone call from someone you don't know You'll just say, hello But if it's from someone that you know, you'd say, hey, what's up, or yo, what's going on?
对，所以就是跟认识的人用这两句是非常好的啊。
嗯，
好，那接下来要看的这一个呢，也非常简单 ，also starts with what's.
Yeah, what's good?
What's good?
Yeah. Yeah.
其实这里问他也不一定就在问你说啊，你有什么好事儿或者什么、
yeah.
？It's just a very positive, 是一个很积极正面的一个打招呼的方式。
Yeah, yeah, I mean, this is what a lot of I don't know what a lot of bros will say to each other.
什么 bros? 男生
yeah,
哥们儿
Yeah, bros. Like, hey, what's good, man? How you doing?
啊、你知道那个 So New York, 对吧
Yeah, well, yeah. So, I mean, a lot of this might also kind of depend on where you are、in America. You know, some people might say something more often.So, for example, like, what's good? Yeah, you might hear this more often in, like, urban places, like,New York or even my hometown DC
就比较城市大城市大家会这样打招呼、
mm-hmm.
What's good 还有 what's new
Yeah what's new
对吧这个我也常听到的啊、mm-hmm. 好那接下来因为你刚刚说了 How are you doing、
mm-hmm.
这也是很好用的一个、
mm-hmm. Along with what's news you could say you know what have you been up to
What have you been up to? 就你最近怎么样、
mm-hmm.
或者 What have you been up to lately?、
Mm-hmm.
这些 lately 就是最近、
mm-hmm.
对吧、
mm-hmm.
都可以啊、
mm-hmm.
好我们看到了很多用 what's 开头的打招呼以后呢我们接下来看一组用 how 开头的、
oh, like how's it going?
对 how's it going?
How have you been?
对
Yeah but usually you know like for example 如果你一看到一个人你就不会就说How's it going? You might say, hey, how's it going? Or,、
oh,
hello, how's it going?
对对对 or,、就是跟那个 what's up.、
Mm-hmm.
其实 what's up,、啊、经常前面也会有 hey, hi,、
mm-hmm.
what's up?
Yeah, so like you don't, yeah, you wouldn't, you know, 直接说 how's it going or how have you been? It's, you usually have to have some sort of,
先开始
yeah, greeting、
嗯、
before, you know, so like a yo or like a hey or a hello、or whatever.
有一个这个很短小的一个词啊、
uh-huh.
然后接下来你就可以跟这些、我觉得 how is it going? 很多女孩会说、
mm.
I feel it's very gender neutral, 其实男女都通用了。
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I guess so.
对吧就是我感觉我跟女孩子经常Hey, how's it going? Or、how are things?
Yeah, I think you're right.
对吧 How are things 也是很常用的然后、
mm-hmm.
我觉得 how are things 就是男女用的都很多、
mm. And then another very similar one、starting with how would be like how's life?
哦、这样也可以啊、
mm.
你的生活怎么样 How's life?
Yeah,、
mm.
no, exactly.But, you know, some of these questions here, like how's life or how's it going, people might give you a longer response. They might actually tell you how they're doing, you know, but if you just say like, what's up, people just say, ah, you know, I'm good, how are you?
对Spencer 刚刚说的这个区别很重要。我们、mm. 今天看的第一组 what's up, what's going on、mm-hmm. 那些的基本上 you're not really looking for an answer,、
exactly.
对吧？大家就是觉得它是一个像 hello, hi 那样的 greeting, 一个招呼。
Mm-hmm.
但是因为 how 就是怎么样、
mm-hmm.
,it's like asking for a little bit more details, 好像你想更加就是要跟他聊天。
No, exactly. So, you know, for example, I might bump into somebody and say, hey, what's up? You know, and then they say something like, so how's life?
嗯、
you know, I might say both. You know, what's up? I'm not really looking for a response. And then when I say how's life, I'm, you know, wondering a bit more about what they've been doing.
对，就是你要给人家一个 update on your life.
Yeah, exactly.
对，所以我觉得这时候你的回答呢，可能就不是一个词这么简短的，其实一句话也就可以了。
Mm-hmm.
就像我们今天录节目之前，因为我跟你好久没见嘛，
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
然后哎，我就问你说。Oh, how have you been?、
Mm-hmm.
How are things? 这个也可以这样问
yeah,
对不对
things?
How are things? 然后 Spencer、
yeah.
给我的回答就是、
一般般
用英文啦你不是告诉我你到澳大利亚旅游的吗
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I say, oh, like, you know, life's had its ups and downs.
哦、对这是你刚刚跟我说的、
mm-hmm. But life's good.
Life's good. Spencer 就是特别 positive, 特别正向的一个人啊。
Yeah, you gotta stay positive.
对，那前面他说的 life has its up and downs,、mm-hmm. 我觉得这句话也很好 because ups and downs, 高高低低。
Yeah, 就是跟过山车一样，对吧？
Like a roller coaster.
Yeah, you got it, Jenny. And a lot of times we say, you gotta have the downs so you can appreciate the ups.
Mm.、Yeah.讲得很对啊、哦、好说了这么多打招呼问候的方式那我今天最后想说的一个回答就是、嗯、基本上大家都很忙嘛、嗯、所以有的时候你问别人 What's up or how are things 那个得到的回答就是、忙死了或者很忙、这个英语里面
Might say I've been up to my neck in work
I've been up to my neck in work.
Yeah.
这个我和 Adam、之前做的一集节目就是说除了、busy 以外、mm. 你还有很多其他的方式可以传达你很忙的那个意思、mm. 所以大家可以去回复 busy 看我们那集节目的这个推送啊。Mm. 但是就有讲到 I've been up
to my neck in work.、
to my neck in work. 就是这个工作都堆到我脖子这儿了。
Yeah, you're just covered in work. You're buried in it.
对，那集我们都讲过 Adam 好像比你更忙 Because he said I've been up to my eyeballs in work
Oh really?
Eyeballs 那个工作堆积的比脖子还高还多
yeah. yeah, someone might even say up to my ears or something
Up, 所以这些 body parts 都可以用哦
Yeah, you wouldn't, I don't know I don't think you'd say up to your waist though
因为那个就不 busy
yeah,
Waist 腰在很下面
yeah, yeah, exactly
好，那今天又教了大家很多简单的但是特别实用而且特别地道的英语说法 So next time when you wanna start a conversation whether it's in real life face to face or over the phone、mm-hmm. instead of saying hi, hello、mm-hmm. you can say
What's good?
What's going on?
How've you been?
How's life?
That's right
对，好，那希望大家跟我们这个双语脱口秀都能学到一些啊非常精彩实用的英语如果你想把英语学得更好的话呢可以升级成为开言会员因为我们有六个级别800多节的这个英语口语课它更加的详细更加的有体系、而且都是非常实用非常有意思的主题我们今天呢最后就送大家一段我们最近的会员课程可以体验一下听了以后如果你喜欢呢大家也可以到我们的微信公众号在菜单里面直接升级学习一年只要629元 OK, take care guys We'll see you next time 再见
下次再见
Hello and welcome back to Open Language I'm Diana
And I'm Adam
So we'd like to welcome you back to the real world again 、Chinese New Year's is over
Right
And we are all going back to work going back to schoolSo this lesson is another one in the office series. It's a pre-intermediate. And we're going to kind of、give you some tips on how to greet coworkers and how to make some chit-chat after a long vacation.
That's right. So this chit-chat Diana just mentioned, this is not only for New Year's. Right? You、
yeah.
could use this after other breaks as well.、
Mm-hmm,
the point、
yeah.
is that you're all back to, like Diana said, back to reality. and you all need some nice kind of expressions to say to each other just to kind of, well, just help you ease back into、mm. the real world.
Yes, yes. All right, so let's go ahead and listen to that dialogue.
All right.Hey, Brad. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Zach. Happy New Year to you, too. Did you have a nice break?
Yes, I did. I went home to see my family and friends. Ate way too much. But I suppose that's what the New Year is all about.
Ha! Of course.
What about yourself? How was your holiday?
Well, like you, I got to spend some quality time with my family, caught up with some old friends I hadn't seen in a while. In general, it was a nice, low-stress holiday.
That sounds nice.Work was crazy before the new year. I'm glad we all managed to get some well-deserved rest.
Morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Morning, Karen. Zach and I were just talking about our holidays. You went to Bali, right? I saw all those nice photos on your WeChat moments.
Yes, Bali was great. But I kind of wish I had gone at a different time.
You know, my wife and I are thinking about going there for our anniversary. I should get some travel tips from you.
My first piece of advice...Don't go during Chinese New Year. Apart from the crowd, it was an amazing trip.